We've teased you enough, but it's time. April 17, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The OG RRLC Reggie's jersey is fucking for sale.
It is for sale, and you do not want to miss it. I cannot express how much I fucking love these things. They are unreal, mate. You do not want to miss them.
We've got a high thread count. We've got a big white collar. We've got the traditional V. It is three-quarter sleeve. It is everything that the fucking RRLC is put in a jersey.
Everything we promised, and it's for sale. April 17, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, thereggies.com.au. I'll see you there.
Get amongst it.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Field is set, ready to run. Stand by for a start. And they're racing. Give them a cheer, Australia, wherever you're listening. What a win in a cup we'll never forget.
G'day, welcome back to the Reggie's Punch Show. That was loud. We are three blokes that could have been anything but decided to have fun instead. Boys, before we get into it, remember, gamble responsibly. And massive shout out to our fucking wagering partners, Bluebet. Download the app, start punting with the true blue Aussie battler of a bookie. We got the hats on.
Fucking
we got the bluey hats on.
Representing.
We're ready to go. And believe it or not, I'm actually fucking up and about here, even though it is hot.
I'm sure
everyone's already heard, listens to the Megastar's other show, that it's hot in here.
It is.
Yeah. And he's not joking. It is fucking hot.
Aircon has officially shat itself.
Yeah.
Completely.
There's two old splitties in here, and I've got one of them going. G1 to the rescue. G1 problem solver.
It's three rooms and four doors away, though.
Yeah.
That's true.
And we're just no good for us. No. But where Quino has to be, it'll be fucking 16 degrees in there in a minute.
Yeah.
He'll end up crook, the cunt.
He'll have to put a jumper on him.
Sweating straight in there. I'm pumped for this week.
Always fucking pumped.
I love the show. The Bronx are on to our right here. Bronx are playing the Rabbitohs. What are we, about 20 minutes in?
4-0.
Would have been a good game to put some multis on, but, you know, we wait until their show actually comes out.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, try and do that.
What I was going to do is just not say anything, wait for the game to be finished, and then say, oh, actually, my bet for the old boys was Broncos to win Mariner to score.
Yep. And course. The championships.
Now, I'm keen for a bit of redemption. It was got nothing last week.
But
doesn't feel good.
Mate, I've got a few in here. I thought Jace was on when Nanai scored and he just needed a sucker.
That was my last saver as well. I needed that to pull me
out. That would have been glorious for the old boys young gun segment.
Yep.
Thought Tom was on when he got Parker by points and needed O'Malley by KO, and somehow that tough cunt just get knocked out.
Punches.
He just followed Wolverine in when he got his fucking bones turned to steel, the cunt.
Yeah. And then I thought I was on when Foxy Frieda got scratched. I got Switzerland, it won, and then I needed Militarized for a reduced price. It would have been a reduced price on the
Still
multi.
Still would have been a win.
And I'm just going, how did you not win that when the thing that won was three wide the trip, you fucking useless horse?
You weren't happy.
But you know what it is, boys?
That's punting.
That's punting. Down to a T. We've been holed. There's a couple of
There's a few holes. Yeah.
Combined effort this week.
Militarized hold. Osako hold.
How's this? Last week we didn't use the hole, right? Because what did we decide?
Well,
real holings. Yeah. But there was. Fuck, Dad reminded me of one, and there was one, but I've forgotten it now. But anyway, Keto straight onto me about
they're quick to let you know.
Oh, mate, if you don't want to use it, just make sure you send it back up. I said, okay, fucking Sook?
What's he just tuning in to see the hole in work?
Well, it's his prized possession, it so
is.
I guess.
It is, I know. But I was like, mate, come on.
He's lacquered and hinged the hole.
There was no
so,
holes.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Now that we've all just sooked about all the ones we almost got, let's listen to the ones that we did actually get.
G'day, Reggies. Oh, Group 1 racing. Here we go. The Randwick Guineas, 1,600 metres. I am going my full 5 units on number 7, Celestial Legend.
Sounded like he was unsure.
Right. Yeah. Kieran McAvoy back on it. Thanks to Bluebet. I think it's sitting around that. $4, maybe a little bit more. Whack it on, boys. Cheers.
Boys, punters, Queenslanders, Rockets, Ruffies, raring to go. I can't go past horse 3, Celestial Legend.
This is good, this bit.
Only concern I've got is the barrier, but fuck it, let's go. 5 units on the nose, paying $4.
Beautiful.
Nice.
So, me tactic here, Switzerland's drawn barrier 4. It'll just sit right behind both of them. They'll fucking charge off in front. Switzerland will peel off and win.
Yeah, right.
Great thought process.
I dreamt it. It's, yeah, right. It's happening.
Play it in your head a thousand times.
In my fucking head, that is going to happen. So I just think this is a great bet. You're getting $3.80 for Switzerland, which I did not think you'd get after it won its first two starts. So
Gillies sorted me out there.
Reginalds, as the old boys start to gain fitness, it's time to put the progeny off in their place. The other unit we head to Ellerslie, New Zealand for the Auckland Cup. Over 2 miles. Number 4, Maharajan. Huge odds of about $40, I think. It's 1 from 1 at the distance. And peaking. Come on, the old boys.
Peaking. Peaking.
And that it was. It was fucking peaking, all right.
That hurts.
Yeah,
dug
it does,
him out of the fucking hole.
Well done, Kev.
Yeah, fucking oath.
Well done.
Great tip. They got 34s when we for the show when we posted, so
Well done, boys.
Fucking oath.
Off the mark.
Well, they're making the game of it now. Walshy's just scored, by the way, so we carried on a bit there.
Yeah.
Yeah, good to see. So, boys, I just gotta bring up a little story here. There's a bit to cover here before we even have a bet. Jamie Carr winning the Newmarket on Cylinder was unbelievable because of what I'm about to say. So she had a fall 1 year ago on the same race day, not to the date, but on the same race day, Newmarket Day. She fell off. Her and Craig Williams had a big fall in the Sire's Produce, which was race 2 on Saturday, I think. Last year, Dean Holland took the ride on a couple of hours' notice on In Secret, wins a Group 1 on In Secret. The way he handled himself in the interview after, he was like, you know, he could barely even be happy for himself because he knew that Jamie should have been riding.
Yep.
Dean passes away after a race fall later in the year, and they make a trophy for the winning jockey of the Newmarket called the Dean Holland Trophy. Jamie Carr comes back, wins the Newmarket.
Wow. That gives me goosebumps.
I know. Yeah. I had it all day.
That's right, a better script, eh?
She was crying like it was emotional.
Oh, wow.
Not only did she win the Newmarket, but she won the Sire's Produce on Saturday, which was the race she fell in last year.
Wow, that's special, eh?
Spooky. How's that shit happen?
She is in fine form at the moment, eh? Can't stop losing.
Yeah. So I think it's a great tribute that they've done for Dean Holland, first of
Absolutely.
All.
Absolutely.
And then for that to just play out as it did is just
pretty special.
Fairy tale stuff. And then how – bit more positive news. That was positive, obviously.
Yeah.
But apprentice jockey Alicia Donald made history on Saturday by riding 3 winners at 3 different tracks on the same day.
What?
So
Hermione Granger.
She started the time turner.
Yeah.
She started at Ipswich, rode the winner in race 2, drove to a non-TAB meeting at Esk, where she rode in races 3 and 4, got a winner, then finished in the night meeting at T-Bar, Toowoomba, where she lives, and rode in the last 5 races. So 11:49 a.m. wins at Ippy, 3:10 wins at Esk, and then 6:36 wins at T-Bar.
Wow.
Get what? Fun.
The girls are on.
That's a fucking apprentice who's keen to learn her trade, Tom.
If she was a fitter,
like
she'd have a broom.
We've got.
I was going to say, if she was an apprentice fitter, she'd be on the broom whenever there's nothing to do.
Yep. Unlike
fuck
me.
It,
yeah. Fucking oath.
And then, last little story, the owner and trainer of the mighty Blazing Will.
The Blazing.
Oh, yeah. From last week's Groper's Greyhound got in touch on TikTok and said he loved it.
Mm. We fucking should.
Yeah, he owns and trains it.
That's
and he
prime.
Got in touch.
Wow.
I think, anyway, because he...
Did you ask him if he had a bloke named Will that loved Blazing?
Yeah, I should have, but he's got one follower and following one and has one post on TikTok and it's a name that's not his name.
Yep.
And I'm like, is it actually you?
Could this
but
be
he did know his shit because he said there's sales at Richmond soon and we should, you know, are we interested in getting involved? And
maybe
I was
he's
like,
so popular that he needs
Greyhounds
to have a
are that cheap,
account.
Man. I'd love to fucking get one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we should. We'll get this horse done.
Yeah, we'll get the horse.
And then we'll fucking throw
we'll
a bit of petty change at a dog.
Ventures there. We'll go for a grey.
Oh, someone's just been sent.
Mm.
Someone just smacked Reno in the jaw and he's been sent off. This is going to happen on a Thursday night too. We'll just go off on a tangent.
Yeah.
And fuck yeah.
So just get over it.
Yeah. It's fucking
I'm
great.
Not apologising.
A champion.
The champion.
The champions.
Champion.
Let's get into it, eh? We'll go into the championship.
Let's go. Who have we got?
I need that. Jace, because I need to get the spready up. There's fucking people doubting the spreadsheet. It's fucking sort of pissed me off. But then again, I'm like, who cares? I've got it sorted.
Yeah.
Fuck Dave.
But yeah, the championships, us three, we get our 5 units every week and then we give 5 units to the listeners so that they can battle against us.
The pressure's building.
Or they can just throw all 5 units away as they have been doing.
It is building. Look at that. Look at the quality of that.
Oh, that's a good spready.
Look at it.
You wouldn't see a better spready on.
That's got prices. This bloke knows his spreadies.
You wouldn't see a better spready on Pornhub.
It's got prices. It's got your ROI. It's got the totals down the bottom.
Mm.
Let's go into the champs. Where are we? Doesn't look good for me.
For me, I'm
but
assuming.
I am in front of the listeners by about 15 units, so that's good. Tommy's in front. He's positive 14.4 units.
Yep.
Jace is negative 6.6. I'm negative 11.6.
Okay,
and
the listeners
are negative 25. 5 for 5, negative 5 each and every week. So but that's all good. It's early days.
Actually, look at what happened with the old boys.
Exactly.
One unit on $34 odds.
I'll tell you what was good to see on the post where I... Oh, also, this week's listener, he's a serial fucking RLC posting
he's a
member.
Reggie.
He's a fucking, he loves it.
Yeah. Right.
So as soon as his name popped out, I went, boom, that is awesome that spat that name out.
Because
nothing against the others, but I didn't, they were just, you know, randoms in the RLC. Reggie's,
you
of
know,
course.
This bloke is going to put his heart
but
and
we
soul
know this bloke because he posts a lot and everything.
He's
so
a top
it's good.
Contributor.
Dean Mulligan. He doesn't get another go either.
Nah, Dino.
If he fucks it, does not get a Mulligan.
Good shout.
I love, there was heaps of comments on there.
Yeah.
The boys talking amongst themselves and going.
Well, they're starting to feel the pressure, mate.
Luke Smith, another serial poster. We love him. He fucking chins us all the time.
Yeah. Mm.
He said, now what do we do? Do we start, you know, putting some bets on that are more likely to come off and chip away or what? And everyone just went, nah, swing.
Well, oi, bro, it's way too early in the season to even you just have a bet, boys. Like
that's what
I'm not even starting to think like that at all yet.
No
like,
way.
She's just fucking go for a swing, lads.
Yeah,
true.
Second half of the season's when you start going righter.
If but they all said, yeah, let's chip away, I'd go, well, use your A graders, fuck off, we'll find
someone exactly.
else.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you just shave your legs, did you?
Cyclist. It's 5 units on anything, any race, any sport, whatever you want to do. Who wants to go? Tom, you're in front.
Yeah.
Righto. I'll have a crack, boys.
I can do it, though.
I've got a couple of separate bets here, and I'm heading to the footy for the champs. I've got a 3-leg multi to kick off. Try score a multi. So I'm going Friday night, Cronulla versus the Bulldogs. Cronulla, sorry, pronunciation fuckheads. I'm going Ronaldo is always good for a try, but I've fell into this trap before. I bet from the week before, not the week going. So I think Katoa's due for one on the other wing.
Oh.
So I've gone Katoa to score. And then in the Raiders game, I've gone Xavier Savage to score on the wing into Homole Olakau'atu. I think steams over a pipsqueak in the halves.
He has gone
for it. Roosters. So those three try scorers paying $12.17. I'm going to chuck 2 units on that. Nice. Then there's just a nostalgia one that I'm going for. Sunday Arvo footy at a couple of fucking good grounds to play footy on. Yeah. I've got a 4-leg multi here. Mm. So spanning over the two games. So first one, we're going Manly to win and Tommy Turbo to score. I just have a feeling that Manly will win. Into St. George to win, Zach Lomax to score.
Oh, the low.
That's paying $12.71, 3 units on it. That's me 2 multis.
Nice, man.
Rodgy.
Like that. That's nice. Like that first one a lot, actually. Mm.
You want to go? You're coming second.
Yep. Righto, I'll go off that. I've had a stiff few weeks, boys.
It has been tough, hasn't it?
Water out of a shoe.
Well, you could, though. It's getting
the fucking instructions are on the heel.
Sorry, I was cutting you off there.
With this.
Being close.
My first bet for the weekend. It's a 3-leg multi as well.
This is where we're going wrong.
Actually, I'll spin around. I've got them a bit out of order. So Friday night, actually, this is just a 2-legger. We got Sharks versus Dogs. Sharkies will come off a great win in New Zealand and pump the doggies, I think, here. So I've got 13 plus as 1 leg. And then you've gone the other edge, Tom, but I'm sticking with Ronaldo. And I'm liking the 2 or more tries. I think it's going to be pumped down his side.
Wowza.
So that's paying $6.50.
Well, Jase, one of us is going to be right, mate, because they are scoring on the wing.
Yeah, you've probably got a better chance because it's just one try, but I need the odd double.
Yeah.
So 3 units are going on that. And then for the last 2 units of the championship, we've got another 3-leg multi in the rugby. Sunday Ave, Manly versus Roosters. I've gone Manly head-to-head. Tipped him as well, so I think they'll be solid here. Homole Olakau'atu anytime.
Way to spread it around, yep. Boys.
Tom and I seem to have very similar ideas when it comes to footy multis. He'll steam over. And then Dom Young making his debut for the Roosters, and he was prolific last year, so you got to sprinkle him in. So that's paying $12 with blue bet, so I'm chucking my last 2 units on that.
Nice.
Fuck very nice, Russ. Righto, well, I'm doing what yous are doing too.
Yeah.
Nice.
Fucking putting a stupid multi on.
I think literally all of my bets today, apart from the group one, is multis.
I know. So yep. I don't know why I get sucked into it. But I haven't really. It's footy. It's not fucking racing, which is... That's where I have the real issue with multis.
Yeah.
It's just boys, punching because when they come off, you go, fuck, I'm so good at it.
I've saved my favourite one that I'm very happy with for the old boys too. After Keto's win, I'm like, fuck yous.
Good, because I've got a little fucking clip for yous.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Like, nice. Coming up about that because I'd really like some help in that segment. Yeah. Just fucking putting yous on me back.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go to the footy, but I'm going to go to the Cowboys Knights game. On Sunday afternoon, I'm going to have 4 units on just a normal, an old 3-leg same game.
Yep.
And I'm going Drinkwater and Ponga to score, both the fullbacks.
Yep.
And they're to be under 9.5 tries because 10 tries is a fucking lot of tries.
That is.
So
Cowboys are a high scoring team.
I looked at the score though from last week and it was like 42-18 and that was 10 tries. And I'm like, fuck. It felt like they were scoring flat out.
I think it'll be a much closer game, though, so I think it's pretty safe.
So I thought about doing over 7.5 tries, and then I looked at the under 9.5, and I was like, the odds were so much better. And I'm like, 10 is a lot of tries.
I think that's pretty smart. I hate personally going unders because you're hoping they don't score.
That's true.
Which sucks sometimes. But I think that's a smart bet. But me personally watching, it's fucking gammon when you're walking around going, no, don't score.
Yeah, but 10's a lot.
Get tackled.
For sure.
So I'm
that's good.
Drinky, Ponga, under 9.5 tries. I think it was like $9.
Yeah.
And I'm having 4 units on that. And then it's a bit of a sneak preview into what's to come. But I'm having 1 unit. I'm going to the All-Star Mile, race 8 at Caulfield. Mr. Brightside's a favourite, $1.80, but I'm taking him on.
Oh,
I'm having 1 unit on Ayrton to win the race.
Nana.
Mate, he was an absolute certainty beaten last. So who beat him home? A tissue won a couple of weeks ago. A couple of people on the show tipped it. It fucking... absolute certainty beat. Could not get out. There was 100 to go, and Jamie Carr's just sitting there, couldn't move. Got out, run third, and I'm just going, it is coiled. It's like a spring. And this race is going to be fucked because there's so many, there's about four or five of them that'll lead. Pride of Jenny's in the race. She's going to take off. It's just going to be messy as, and I'm hoping for a back marker.
Wow.
Steam
righto.
Ballsy. Good.
So what's it saying? So
ballsy from the big fella.
It opened up at 15s, and it's been crunched into 11s. Mm. So, you'll
be hitting it at 11s?
I've only got 11s, yeah. And still good. We don't know. When we post these in the morning, it might be more, might be less. Who knows?
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's what I'm doing. That's nice, me bro. 5 units. And let's get into it. We got Dean Mulligan, Dino. This week's punter. Yeah, like I said, I was pumped when it come up because, yeah, he's a constant contributor in the RLC.
I've definitely noticed him too.
Fucking
yeah.
Well deserved.
Right, can they do it?
Can he do it?
Where's he going?
Yeah.
Rugby.
We thinking footy?
Boys, time to call a mulligan for the Reggie listeners. We've had a few shit shots, but as us Reggies do, we're going to swing for the hole once again. Like the Poms, let's be the better team with a 1-4 record. Show some grit like Tommy's mate Katoni, steam it over a foot. Like Groper fanboy over Jarchi and like Jace over his knowledge of incorrect facts. Cheers, lads, for the opportunity to dig us out of the hole any deeper and I'll have to change my name to Craig and get a digger ticket. I'm going to embrace a bit of red and run a 5-leg multi on the rug bar.
Yeah.
I'm going Sharks to win into Nicaro to score. The bloke runs a ripper line back like on the inside and can get the jump over the little fellas under the high ball. Into Toto, a meat pie. I can't pick clear winner in this game, so let's just play it safe and hope Toto can cross in what will be a low-scoring game. I believe Parra's weakness are in the outside backs. Into the Cows for the win and Val Holmes to score. His running game was very powerful last weekend and with a bit of room and having gun second rowers to sniff around, I think he can cross the line. Paying $26 at the time, I'm going 3 units on it. The last 2 units will be a 2-leg Māori on the ponies. Caulfield, race 8, with obvious choice, Mr. Brightside. No point raving on. We know what we have here and he'll get it done. Into Rose Hill, race 8, Komochi. Great record in the past 10, except for the most recent. Can run a race on any surface. Starting wide with Zach Lloyd on it, with only 50.5 kilos. Has a great chance, paying 15 at the time. Come on, boys, the more ya, the fucking more ya.
Fuck yeah, he knows he's
fucking
yeah. You just know. You know when someone's yarning that they know.
I'm convinced that is probably the best bet yet. Yeah. Listeners, I think.
Yeah, like you said, it's good. Just he knows what he's doing.
Yeah,
you can tell. Britain runs a fucking weapon line.
That's a great shout. Absolutely.
Val's always sniffing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he knows he's Dino. Punt
it's
old
nice.
Dino.
I hope you lose, but sounds good.
Yeah.
I don't. I want everyone to win.
Oh, fuck off. I'm going for the fucking throat in the championships.
No mercy in the big car.
Boys, it's guess what it's time for. We've got a minute 50 to Groper's Greyhound. Now, we've had a bit of a fuck. We've said it's hot, right? Mm. So we've started recording a bit earlier. I had 3 to pick from and we were all going to pick. Mm. But because we're a tiny bit earlier, the other 2 would be too late and the show will be over and it'll be all fucked. So what we were going to do is we were going to pick from a couple of Fernandos.
Oh.
Fernando side.
A couple of loads.
But we've had to go this. So it's race 6 at Angle Park.
Mm.
Dog number 1, Alpha Bloke, is the dog's name.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And believe it or not, we have the Alpha Bloke.
The man himself.
On the show.
I wonder how old that cunt is and if it actually is to do with that.
With the show?
Mm.
I wonder. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it's not mine.
No. We know that. Yeah.
Should we bring it? Do you want me to bring it over? What's it, McPine?
It was $4 today. It's out to 8.
Oh, beautiful.
We love that.
Beautiful.
Now I'm going to have.
We were going
to
load it anyway.
They don't know who's sitting at our bar right now. So
if that juju doesn't get him home, what gate's he out of?
1. And he's got early speed.
Oh.
Wow.
How long is it?
5:30.
Yeah.
So there's nothing in box 3. So hopefully the 2 sort of moves out a bit, gives him a free run.
Just pushes
run.
Them all like dominoes.
Oh, it says 6 there. I got 8s on Bluebet.
Oh, see? That's why you go Bluebet.
Fucking oath.
Shout out to Bluebet.
So just while we're waiting, the other 2 dogs, I was going to guess where, Dapto Race 8, the Ryan's Cleaning Service.
Oh.
I was thinking about it again. Box 6.
Imagine it.
Trunky Irene, sired by none other than Fernando himself.
Shot
and the theory here, this was the theory here, he'd had 3 starts from box 6 and never won. but he'd had three starts from box five for two wins, and there was nothing in box five. The theory was there. And then the other one was Angle Park Race 8, number 7, Springvale Grace, shot from Fernando. Dad's got a thing with backing anything with Grace in the name, so that was pretty much all I went with there. Box 7, and there was a $1.80 fave inside it, so I was like, oh, if he can just sit on its ass and then get a bit of
luck.
I love
how with greyhound betting you're just like, oh, I hope this one does something stupid so mine does good.
I hope 4 just fucking cuts 6, 7, 8 off.
Yeah.
And then 2's the slow cunt and 1 just steams.
Wild that it's actually called just Alpha Blood.
Yeah. That's fucking. Yeah, that is. That's wild, off man.
Its they, spread. Fernando, the all big the lights boy, green. Got a rest.
Here
finally.
We go.
Here we go.
Green light is on.
The one.
Come on, Bush.
Come on.
Can't do it again, can
Steam
we?
Steam early.
Oh, I think we can.
Oh, ooh. No. Oh. 2 has just shot out of a cannon.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Get past the 6.
Ooh.
Oh, yep. Here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go. Stay inside.
Fuck hold off that 2. Pace, man.
I'm not liking
that 6 was hooning.
I might have to get in contact and say rename this car.
He's too small.
Tom,
look how
say
small
it's running
he
backwards
is
again.
Hmm.
Is he running backwards here?
Yeah. Is it running backwards here?
Come on.
Oh, wow. That was shocking.
He got the blows late, didn't he? He was $4 earlier today.
Might
and he
have
got
to have
blows
a word
to
whoever the fuck called it that.
Yeah.
anyway, you can't win them all, boys.
No, that's right. I am still so far in front.
I'm still riding off the high of last week.
Oh,
so
man. I'll always ride off that high.
Yeah, that was
if
one
I'm
of
a bit
best
down in the dumps, I'll think of that.
Yeah. Same.
And I can go excellent and watch it if I want to.
Yeah.
Anytime good you forget.
Mate, we got a lot of views on that, and I reckon half of them were me.
Yeah.
Just re-watching it as you fall asleep.
Oh, it's just great stuff.
Pissing myself
but that's
every
punting
time.
Like, that shows you, that's the highs of punting.
Yeah.
When you're just, like, you're down
that's
and out.
That's why
and just,
you fucking
and
punt.
See, that's why you punt.
And see what happened then? Mm. Like, we went no good, but do you see us fucking carrying on?
No, you're such a good
we just
last
went
Thursday.
We went, oh, well, that was shit, but oh, well, we move on.
Because we gamble responsibly.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
B1, Supremacy,
ooh.
Stinger.
B1, are you betting what I'm betting? I think I am, B2.
Love the Stinger. How good's the Stinger? We've got the great friends of the show, TBR, Tommy Button, and then someone who's been with us pretty well from the start,
yeah,
Tommy Barbary. They're going head-to-head. Head-to-head for the year. Who's the best tipster out of the horse trainers, basically? No winners for B1 or B2 last week, so they'll be both looking to bounce back.
Yep.
The amount of lip that come off Tom Barbary.
He's fired up.
Last week.
Oh, you can't question the man's passion for what
no,
he's doing.
No, you can't, but the amount of lip he threw at both Button and me,
yeah,
and with the Flemington meeting got brought forward because of the heat, so the first race was at 9:45.
Yeah, he's got dusted early.
He had all his eggs in one basket, and by 9:47 he was done.
That's right. That's got to be the earliest.
And I'm going, wow. That much lip. That much lip for that.
The dog was just whimpering on the chain at 9:30.
He knew.
He called me Saturday morning, and I said, "Have you put your best to win and then it to place in the multi?" I was like, "That's dangerous." He goes, "Yeah, you're right." And then, no good.
No, it wasn't.
It's all right. They'll bounce back. We'll hear from Button first. He's still B1.
Reggie's B1 TBR here. Once again, take the B1 reins. Even after Barbary lipped off, trouted off, gobbed off, come up with a duck egg. Look, I'm not saying that I did, but he needs to know his place back there at B2. As for the tips this week, I've had a good look through and I've come up with Sydney Race 3, number 3, Fly Fly.
Ooh.
This horse is begging to win a race, run second to Manar last start. I think that's good enough form for this race and I think you can have 5 units on it.
Oh,
good luck.
Bang.
Yeah.
Bucking Moya. Bang. Oh,
did he have a bid on and was he busy or was he just fucking confident? I reckon he's confident. Very. Just pure confidence. They were, so the boys are taking this seriously.
I remember that race with Manal and that was so Manal wins the race and all the seven commentators could talk about was Flyfly's run for second. Yeah. So yeah, it was a good run.
There you go. Very Love good. It.
How did he give us a price?
I'm
there?
Not sure. I was gonna say that. I just don't know if I wasn't listening properly.
Which, you know.
Which is
can it happens. Yeah.
It fucking hope it does.
That's I'm gonna get you a price right
I
now.
I don't think he did.
Yeah, but I'll get one too. Right. Rose Hill race three. Yeah,
get in there.
Fly. Oh, we're taking Anisa's come out of the race. That was the favourite. Fly $3.30.
As is that now. The favourite now?
It is now, yeah. Ooh. Castagna at $3.40.
So that's like what that he's also. Getting it at, $3.30. That's his payout price.
Well,
as we're recording.
Nah, so Gilly posts them in the morning and we usually go with that.
Oh, it's pretty rough, though. I mean. If he rings up now and all of a sudden it's fucking steams in.
Yeah, well, did he, however it he works. Didn't give a price, mate. So
it's up to us to decide.
Fair enough. Yeah. Barbara will be hoping it fucking waits till race day.
Let's hear from the B2 Barberry.
Reggie's! Well, I know I chirped last week and yeah, I didn't back a winner. But fucking guess what? Neither did B1 fucking Button. So this week, I'll just have to back two of them instead to button his fucking top lip. That's it, boys. No so-called copying. I'm going back to a best bet and a best value. The tried, true and tested Barb's formula.
Fuck yeah, Barb's.
But I won't lie to you, I'm doing it on a fucking wing and a prayer as I did a fair bit of form yesterday knowing I had a hectic day today with trials and races and I went to get prices this evening before recording and two of my selections for this segment have been scratched.
Oh, no.
Not to worry. Back to the drawing board I went and I've come up with some fucking crackers. My best bet of the day comes up in the last at Caulfield, the listed Bell Esprit Stakes, number 9, Ray Magnerio. Back in grade, under me little mate Harry Cafe Latte Coffee. From barrier 5, he's the best bet anywhere in the country. From a group 1, back to a listed race. Got beaten 2.4 last start in a group 1. And at 3.40, I'll be having 3 units on him. My best value of the day comes up in race 6 at Rose Hill, the Maurice McCartan Stakes Group 3, 1100. Number 12, boys, Rich Fortune, beaten 2.4 by Imperatrice 3 weeks back carrying the same weight, was running away from Cylinder at the end, who subsequently won the Newmarket. Back in grade, down in weight, 3.5 kilos less than the last start. Jerome Hunter's an absolute freak, and he'll have this thing ready to fire. And under Tyler Schiller from Gate 6 represents outstanding value at $16.450 at the time of recording. And I'll be having 1 unit the win, 1 unit the place. There you go. The last race at Caulfield, my best bet of the day, anywhere in the country. Number 9, Ray Magnerio. 3 units at $3.40. My best value, race 6, Rose Hill. Oh, race 6. Number 12, Rich Fortune. 1 unit the win, 1 unit the place at $16.450 at the time of recording. Keep it stiff, lads. Happy punting.
Lovely.
He's up and about. That was good. He's up and about. He's going back to the MO.
Yeah.
Even though I get lost, you can't knock the man, can you?
Nah.
Good on him for backing Rich Fortune too. There's a couple of very nice horses in that race. In Airman and Red Card. But Red Card will lead, so hopefully the speed's on for him. And Rich flies over the top.
See how it goes.
Yeah. Do we want an update on the scoring? Because nothing really happened last week with them.
Yeah, where are they at?
But, check up.
Button is positive 8.1 units and Barb's is negative 13.6.
Yep.
So the gap's about, 21? Something like that.
It's fuck all, really.
It's fuck all.
It is fuck all.
Yeah. It's one.
Especially
good
when you're
going to
go
away
and have one each way on $16. Fucking value.
Well, we just saw what Keto did on the weekend with his 1 unit.
The cups king. Anything can happen. Himself. Righto, let's get into the Group 1 segment, eh?
Fuck yeah.
Punters are rallying around the Group 1 winners.
The Group 1. And there's another Group 1 success.
Each and every week there's a Group 1 race on. We're going to have a pun. Everyone's going to have a go, have a crack at it. We'll all give our tips each for the Group 1. There's only one this week. Boys, so
easy
everyone
pickings.
Thinks the All-Star Miles are Group 1, but it's not.
Yeah, right.
So it's the race is actually worth more than the Group 1 being run in Sydney, but it's not a Group 1. So we're going to the Coolmore Classic for the fillies and mares. Is this the second week in a row? No, we had the guineas, but the week before when it was Barb's pick, I think, we had another fillies Phillies Group One. Yeah. So, yeah, we like our fillies.
We do.
And mares.
Can't pronounce the bloke, but he can fucking make animal noises.
Yeah. So, where am I? Yeah, Coolmore Classic, 1,500 metres, Rose Hill. It's race number 8. Very hot there today. So, Thursday,
Today
where we are, but yesterday when you are listening, it was mid-30s.
Mm.
But Friday and Saturday, it goes to low to mid-20s. No rain in sight. We'll be racing on a Reggie's 4.
Yep.
Possibly, maybe upgraded to a Reggie's 3, but I doubt it. They'll pump the water on it today and tomorrow. So let's have a look. Blue Bet Market. The toppy, Zugotcha, deserves favouritism. I would have thought it would be shorter because, listen to the form on it, beat Lady Laguna home last start. Lady Laguna comes out last week and wins a Group 1 and beats the Everest fucking winner home.
Had three wins in a row before that
and
as
yet
well.
And Zugotcha's opening up at, what, 390 out to 420. Wow. Revolutionary Miss has won 4 from her last 5 in weaker grade, but she's $14. Hinged at $18 might be a play because she seems to always be running in the best races. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if she just dropped down in grade, she might win a couple. But Tropical Squall, he'll only improve. She should only improve. Sorry. Second up, $7.50. It's a wide open race. It's absolutely wide open.
I threw
There's
my
so
seed
many
everywhere here.
I'm doing a bit of the same.
Oh, fucking. I could, you know, that last one, I just saw one and I'm like, love that.
Yeah.
Looked at the rest. Nah, back to that. Was not like that today.
It's a hard race.
Fucking
it's a hard race.
Very.
Pedro, how well's he going
in the Group 1 segment? Just fuck. Even like, no, it means nothing on the show, but even the bloke just punting on other races in private, he's on fucking fire at the moment, man. So
well, he's
makes me nervous.
He's positive 66 units in the in the Group 1 segment. Tommy, you're positive 37.7, so you're going well too. Keto's positive 19.7. This is all from Tropical Squall, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
Rocket's positive 18.5. Do we
fuck? Does he? Because I thought he got Tropical Squall. Oh, he only had three units, and then
on
he got
that.
The last. Yeah, okay.
And then he had 5 units at 420
for Celestial Legends.
So see, this is where it worked in their favour. They said $4 on the show, and it was 420 the next day. So we give him 420.
Yeah,
of course. So yeah, he's positive 18, and we'll just stop there, eh?
Good idea. Very good idea. Yeah.
No, I'm negative 15. Jace, you're negative. Sorry, I'm negative 17. You're negative 16. But we're not coming last because Button is negative 19.7. Barbary's negative 8 after he was trouting after week one backing
Mr.
Brightside.
I'm interested to see if people have done a similar thing here or if they're just going nut, bang, on one.
So I tried hard to get away from Zugotcha, but I couldn't because of the Lady Laguna thing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how you can get away from it, him? 4-year-old mare, of course. It's a fillies and mares race. When you beat Lady Laguna home and then it beats Think About It and Espiona and wins a Group 1, you know? So
the way it backed up after that made you go, ooh, maybe Zugotcha is just a class above.
So I'm gonna have 3 units on Zugotcha to win. I couldn't get away from her. And then I'm going to swing. So I backed Foxy Frida last week.
Yep.
They scratched her from a, like, she was the favourite in that race. So very, very winnable race. They've decided to scratch her. Why would you scratch her from a race that she can quite, not easily win, but she's right in the market to win, to take her up to a Group 1 if you didn't think she was fucking up to it? That's the theory. I'm having 1 unit on her, number 8, Foxy Frida. And then the second up record of Renaissance Woman is 4 starts, 3 wins. Very, very rough at 51. But I'll have a unit. The thing that got me over the line was I read gear change, blinkers first time, Renaissance Woman, and the second up form. Who knows? There's a couple of the bottom weights with 51 and 50.5 kilos, which just seems ridiculous. That scare me in that Jenny Lala and Kimochi. Yeah. So
fucking jockey's now going to be in the nude.
Yeah, well, Carr is riding one of them, I think, which is excellent. Well, she's down the bottom there somewhere. Let me have a look. Sorry, I've fucked you there. She is on a couple of. This is wrong, in the wrong state. She's in Victoria. Oh. Fucking idiot.
Oh, good.
But she is on one that's very, very light down there. I just can't quite remember what it is. So, yeah, that's me. 3 units to Gotcha, 1 unit Foxy Frida, 1 unit Swing Renaissance.
Just sprinkled the seed everywhere.
Had
good
to.
Stuff.
Yeah. Had to.
Fair, cool.
I've done the same thing, mate. I've spread the seed and I've stayed away from the toppy, stayed away from the favourite. I've gone Tropical Squall purely out of juju. He done it. Is it a he or a she?
It's a she.
She is. We just said that.
It's a Phillies race.
She has done me well before. I'll see if she can go back to back. So I've got 2 units to win Tropical Squall at 750. Now I've gone 1 unit on Revolutionary Miss. I just think the record looks pretty good. And I'm like, well, may as well have a stab at that. I've also got 1 unit on Hell Hath No Fury.
Oh, yeah.
Annabelle Neesham trained.
Lovely.
And I just think, I don't know, paying 34s.
Yeah,
I just went, oh, that'd be nice. And then I thought, I got 1 unit left. Chuck 3 of them in a box try. Let's go, baby.
Nice. Spread the seed.
That is spreading.
I was like, oh, he's gone 3 like me, but I forgot you had 2 units on the squall.
Yeah, yeah. So
yeah,
that's,
nice.
That's me, boys.
Mate, that's the whole point of this segment. When there is races like that, you've got your 5 units. Because if any one of those bets gets up, you return a positive return.
That's right,
so,
mate.
Yeah, right. If anyone wants to lip and say, oh, you fucking back everything, well, they're all going to return massive.
Mate, piss with the dick you got. We got 5 units to piss with. You don't have to just drill them into one.
But what I'm saying is, no matter what happens, if you get anything, you'll be positive 10 units
That's
minimum.
Right.
So.
Smart punting, boys. I'm just going to ignore everything you just said because I'm going 5 units on Zugotcha for the win.
Yeah,
purely, you mentioned it, so I won't go too much on it.
Just rooting J-Mac this card.
Yep, that was a big influence. But that win against Lady Lagoon, a couple horses in this race, like Madame Pomery and Vienna Princess, beat as well. J-Mac on board. Reggie Track, as you mentioned, Gropes, but... yeah, I just couldn't go past it. I did like Revolutionary Miss a bit, but I just thought I'm pretty fucking confident, so I'm just going to slap the 5 units straight.
The race is set up for it. He drew barrier 2.
Yeah.
Squall drew barrier 17.
Squall should just steam across.
Well, hopefully. He will. She will, because that's what she does.
I was going to go with Tropical Squall or Zugotcha, and I was leaning more towards Tropical Squall, but I watched that replay again, and it was just... just hold a great race.
Nothing
just,
ran on.
Yeah.
It was,
it was just holding on towards the end. I thought Zugotcha's completely different, like their track, you know.
Rose Hill is a bit of a.
Waterhouse and Bott trains for the leaders, obviously. Zugotcha holds the field differently, but I don't know. Zugotcha impressed me more, so.
I reckon Samana number 3 is a fucking good chance.
Yeah.
Like
he's mentioned, there's a lot of horses in there that are. Like, Kimochi's bookies not showing any respect. Chance. They're in the 30s and 50s, and they're actually a chance to win. So.
Jenny Lala's a chance. Like, there's fucking 18 in it. Mm. You know
someone
what I mean?
Is going to pick the winner this week, I feel.
You reckon? Well, that's normally what happens.
Well, I've picked 6 horses, so.
Yeah. That's normally what happens. We normally get it.
Yeah.
Or someone does, you know
who
what I mean?
Who are we hearing from?
Usually not I.
Hasn't been me either.
Keats. Yeah, Keats.
Reginald. Wow. What a field that has gathered for the Coolmore Classic on Saturday. Capacity, full of potential, and I think we can find some up-and-coming stars ready to shine. I see me old horse that owes me squillions is going around in Hinged. So are you ready for this?
Oh,
G1K is going to follow the jockey that had the choice to ride half of these in Kieran Make Me Money McAvoy. Number Vienna. 4, Vienna Princess. Has a great record second up. Couple of wins at the difficult Rosehill track. And hails from the Wallace stable. At the juicy odds of $15, I'll be having all 5 units on Vienna Princess to win. Ooh. Until next week, happy punting. Stay safe.
On your Keats.
Like it. Liked it. We were at the Bowen Cup when? October last year, and I remember Vienna Princess fucked our quaddy.
Yeah.
It did too.
It did. Second up it was too.
And it should have steamed.
Oh, they're in again. Fuck off, Souths.
Second rowers, mate. They just scored.
Fucked our quaddy and it was second up and it's second up this weekend. Keto's backed it. So anyway, there's a bit of juju for you.
I don't like that juju.
No, it's not
well,
nice.
But really it's probably good juju for Keto because it didn't fuck him. It fucked us.
Well, he was in the quaddy with us.
Was he?
Yeah.
Oh. That's right, he was too. Well.
Anyway, Pedro.
What's
G1P?
Yeah.
Righto, Reggie. Group 1 Racing. Roselle, Race 8, Coolmore Classic. Let's go. I am sticking 4 units on my man, J-Mac Zugotcha. That's right. Can't go past this one. Normally stay away from the favourites, but the way he rode his last race in that that Millie Fox Stakes is fucking great ride. So I'm going to stick 4 units on Zugotcha. J-Mac, thanks to Bluebet, it's probably sitting favourite. It's around that $4. And with my last unit, 1 unit, I am having a little swing on Renaissance Woman, number 10.
Fuck off, Pedro.
To place.
Now I don't want it to
420
win.
To place. Yeah. Didn't read a little bit about it. Don't know much about it myself, personally, but a little bit I'm reading, I'm surprised these odds are that big. I'm going to whack it in the trifecta as well.
Oh, but, was it?
Yeah, Ratch King on the back. It's good second half form. Yeah. Meters is perfect for it. Let's go. 1 unit, Renaissance Woman. 4 units, Zugotcha. Cheers, guys. Attack.
So if he's done Renaissance Woman place, $4.20, 1 unit, he's not even going to get back his 5.
It's $9 to place.
9 to place?
Yeah.
I thought he said $4.20.
You watch him get both the grub.
Yeah, you watch it run second like me. And he'll win, I'll lose. Yeah. Nah,
G1P.
I was there going, oh, he's back Zugotcha, so now I hope one of my other ones wins so I can make some ground on him. And then just...
Nope.
But he's gone to place, so...
Yeah.
Hope it wins still. Rockette.
What's he got?
Is it the Squall?
Boys, punters, Queenslanders, Rockets, Ruffies, raring to go. We have our Group 1 bet or tip this week. It's Rose Hill Race 8, the Coolmore Classic. We're going for Horse 13, Hell Have No Fury.
Ooh.
4-year-old bay mare. She's in form, gets in light and has a good gait. 5 units for a place at $7.50.
Jump smart on punting. The boys are just smart punting this week.
How's is that just going, oi, I reckon it'll run all right. Place, good odds.
Oh,
you watch it win now.
That's
buddy.
So dangerous to do that, eh? Yeah. I can't
all
do it.
On the place. I've got to have something on the win too. Who trains?
Good on him.
Do you reckon he'd be...
Nation. That's the one, because I went 1 unit to win.
Tyler Schiller. Because he backed Tropical Squall one last time, and he's going against the old Waterhouse and Bond.
I know.
Could prove costly.
It is.
If he loses, I don't think he'll ever do it again.
No. Yeah, I was expecting a hit on Squall there. But he's got... Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, shit, they got him.
Catch the cunt. Renault got him.
He's lost it.
We're still watching the footy, by the way.
Yeah, we're not sorry. This is in our time.
Tyler Schiller's on, and he's got 52. 52 Ooh. Kilos. Mm. That's with shit on and boots and fucking saddle and everything. That's
how
ridiculous.
How can you even be that light?
So he's gone with Hell Hath to place, which is the same odds for Tropical to win.
Mm.
So it is a smart bet. Is Rocket one of those blokes? So if he backs that to place and then it wins... Is he shitty that it won?
I just think he'll be happy to get it.
Yeah.
Like obviously, every man and their dog would be going,
it's just so bittersweet.
I don't think he'd be like steaming around spewing, but he'd obviously, anyone who did that and it won would be like, should have had one.
If you backed a $7.20 winner, you go, fuck.
That's what I mean.
Yeah,
but if you back it to place in
the 50s,
yeah.
For the win.
Ooh.
Very bittersweet.
Righto. Button or barbs, doesn't matter.
B1.
Reggies, TBR here for my Group 1 tip for the week, the Coolmore Classic, Sydney Race 8. Had a good look through and I've come up with a little roughy, but it goes along with one of my theories growing up on the punt, was last start 4th, inside barrier 9, and this horse, number 4, Vienna Princess, fits that mould. I'm going to go 3 units to win, 2 units to place, number 4, Vienna Princess. Good luck, happy punning, and remember, the more ya. The more ya.
Can we fucking play that again?
Like to hear what the theory was.
To hear what the theory is.
Isn't it inside 9.
Last start 4th, inside 9.
Inside, like as in from the start to the 9th gate.
Oh, and it's out of gate 8.
I think so. That's the way I heard
that. How do you even come across that theory?
Go, Selwyn! Oh,
yeah, and he grew up.
Oh, he's still going. And then he's just thrown it forward.
Shout out to Gridiron.
He said he grew up on that theory too. So what, from a young whippersnapper?
Surely
he's going
a young carrot just cruising.
A baby
surely
carrot.
Surely there's actually not that many like chances for that. You know what I mean?
Like, it's obviously fucking worked for him.
I wonder
in the past,
if it's a be. I wonder if it's like a theory that happens a lot. Like, you wouldn't think so.
No, I've never obviously punted far longer than I have, but I've never heard anything even
I've been alive
that.
10 years longer than
that's,
you too.
Yeah. That's right. You've been punting for 10 years.
Anyway, nice. Righto. Let's go, Barbs.
Reggie's. Well, boys, Lone Group 1 this week. No one gets to pick. Race 8 at Rose Hill, the Coolmore Classic. And I think I've found one at out fucking standing each way value here. Number 17, Kamochi. Ooh. Needs no introduction. She's a gem of a three-year-old filly, the daughter of Brave Smash, trained by a master in Gary Portelli. Zach Lloyd's the hungriest fucking apprentice I think I've ever seen. And at $8.275, she represents outstanding value. And I'll fucking tell you why, boys. She drops 5.5 kilos on her last three starts. That's right, 50 and a half on her back. Drawn a little sticky. But that won't fucking matter to this kid on the back of it because he can get him into fucking gun spots no matter where they're drawn. I just think that she's quite over the odds.
Fair enough.
She'll dead set think she's got a fly on her back with fucking 5.5 off her from the last three starts. And that's exactly what I expect her to do is fly fucking straight past the whole fucking lot of them. So I'll be having 5 units, number 17, Kamochi in race 8 at Rose Hill, the Group 1 Coolmore Classic. Keep it stiff, lads. Happy punting.
Beautiful. He was up and about, wasn't he, this week? That's fucking very excellent. The Bronx have just scored. Selwyn is having a fucking game, by the way.
He is. He needed it because his first game he struggled. Everything.
Yeah. Fucking come on. Can't lose to
the Bronx.
Righto. That's the Group 1 segment. Another week. That's
who can catch Pedro? I'm excited for that race. See what
same.
Happens.
That's
just it's
easily spread. Race of the day. A couple on Vienna Princess, which scares me. And then, a couple of us on Zoo Gotcha. And then we've just spread. We are just spread. Righto, let's get into the old boys, young guns. This is my favourite segment.
Ladies and gentlemen, the old boys versus
the young guns.
Yeah. All six of us have got the 5 units, but we're a team. Like I said earlier on the show, me fucking back hurts. It'd be nice to get just a little bit of help.
Oh, this is the one I was thinking about. Like the other ones that I'm not as confident on, I've left for the championships and that. If I had 10 units to spend, I'd be putting it on this multi.
Ooh.
Really?
Fucking oath.
Confident.
So wait till you hear the count.
You've proper saved your best for this segment.
Yeah, mate.
So we are, as a team, we're negative 22.7 units.
Yucky.
I am positive 9.
No, no. There's no I in team, Joe.
I just wanted to say.
No, there's me.
Because
there's no I.
Because it's just.
Okay, yeah.
No,
you're
just
right,
let me finish.
Yeah,
fuck
well, he needs the credit.
What I'm getting at is these boys are on negative 41.
Yeah.
But it's just a bit weird that me and Keto are both positive 9 now.
Yeah.
So Keto was negative fucking 20, and then 1 unit at $34 has turned it around. Mm. So the gap has definitely shortened. Like I said, we're negative 22. They're negative 41. So it's only 19 units now.
Right. We'll change it in glimpse.
That will change this week.
I'm glad that Pedro's good at backing Group 1 horses.
Yeah.
Because we'd be fucked.
But see what happens? He backs one thing with one leg in it, or 4 legs. But yeah. You know what I mean? An animal with 4 legs once instead of a fucking 6-leg EPL.
That's right.
And he wins.
Very true, very true.
Righto, I'm going to go. I'm just going to get into it. I'm sticking solid to what I've been doing, and I haven't been swinging hard. I've been just knocking them into the gaps, taking me ones and twos, hitting the odd boundary. Now I'm going to go to Caulfield Race 7, number 11, Peace Treaty at a skinny price, boys, of $225, but I'm going to have 4 units on it for a small win, you know. We'll probably win 3.5 units or something like that. Very good filly this, and she gets in light at 52 kilos. This might be the one I was thinking of, Jay Carr riding 52. We'll find that out.
Oh, I hope so.
So I'm going to have 4 units on it for a small profit. Because I know you two will swing. But with my last unit, I am going to go for a race triple.
Oh, wow.
Race 6, number 2, Bold Bastille. She proved that her run 2 starts back was just a mishap by coming out and absolutely making a mess of them at Flemington last week. So she's at $1.60, multiing that with race 7, number 11, Peace Treaty for the above reasons. And then race 8, the All-Star Mile. I'm taking Ayrton as well to win in another segment, but I'm multiing them 3. Bold Bastille, Peace Treaty and Ayrton for, you're getting about $55 or something. No, you're not, because Ayrton's come in to fucking 11, so you get $40.
Still
one
nice.
Unit on, and J Carr is on, and she's in the form of her life.
Nice.
Would not surprise me if she wins an All-Star Mile, because she is just going so well and the horse is flying. So
fucking beautiful, mate. I
little,
like that.
Little safe one, hopefully. Peace Treaty is first up, so you never know, but.
That's nice.
Yep.
Should we go to Spawn? Farther off.
Yeah, Spawn, yes. He must be trouting.
Oh, would be. Has to be. He deserves to be.
Reginald, short and sweet this week, as I'm currently in the big smoke looking at all sorts of critters. Yeah. Fuck, oh, I love Bowen. Another week of training the house down, fitness starting to kick in, and the old boys are still well off peaking, but gaining momentum. Keto's Bluebet old boys heading to Eagle Farm on Saturday, and I mean literally. And I'm going to take on probably the hardest race of the day, the cutest 3-year-old open handicap over 1,200. But I believe I found the winner. Eagle Farm, race 8, the lightly raced, Matty Dunn trained Oceans of Energy. This filly has had a couple of nice trials into the lead up to Saturday's first up assignment and will be running right over the top of them late with a gem of a ride from Ryan Critter Maloney. At $15 a win, $4 a place, this old boy will be having 2 units the win and 3 the place. Happy
nice.
Punting. Come on, the old boys.
Nice. He is in Brizzy. Forgot to mention that. He's in Brizzy. He's at the game. I'm pretty sure he's at the Bronx game.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Nice. Oh, nice kick. Yeah, righto, who's going? You, Jace? Right,
yep.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Righto, so for my first bet for the Young Guns, it's a 4-leg AFL multi. Now they're in round 1. It's just going to be winners.
No, they played last week.
Oh, the big opening round. Righto, so I'm going GWS 40 plus against the Ruse. I think that's pretty safe. They should pump them.
Mm.
Then we got the Mighty Cats taking on St. Kilda. I'm going to go 1-39 for the win there. Suns taking on the Crows. Now, Taylor Walker, Big Tex, has been ruled
out. He's out, yeah.
So that's a huge factor for the Crows to be missing. So I'm going Suns 1-39 coming off the back of last week's win. And then another one, which I think will be a pumping, is Port against West Coast. Mm. I've gone them 40 plus as well. That's paying $11. I'm going to throw 3 units on that. Now,
here we go.
Ooh. I think I'm going to need to add something into this bet after hearing yours, Gropes, because I've gone to Caulfield Race 8, the All-Star Mile. I've done a box trifecta with Brightside, Pride of Jenny and Buffalo River.
Don't change. Don't fucking stick to your guns.
The thing is, if it was championships, I'd go get fucking going against you. But because we're working together, it's kind of like one of I've got to add in Ayrton.
And box it. Like,
yeah,
just
if
add
I add in Ayrton to the box, that way don't take anything safe. Out. I'm not going to take anything out.
I like that.
Out.
That's cool. That's
so
nice.
I think if I just add Ayrton in, that way we're not going against each other.
Yeah.
True. Could fuck each other. Because if Ayrton gets in the top 3, if Ayrton wins, best case scenario.
Because it is in the same segment.
Yeah. That's right. That's what I mean.
Yeah, true.
So if I add that, that's so I think 40. If I just add Ayrton into that, that'll be so number 1, 12, 6, and Ayrton is 9. Yeah.
Are you doing a same race or are you doing a trifecta?
Trifecta.
Righto.
So, cool. And that's where my last 2 units are going to go. So, no problems there.
Yeah.
If Ayrton wins that'd be fucking
that'd
perfect.
That'd be ideal.
And then we will be spanking the old boys.
Yeah. Mm.
Let's hear Pedro. From Big Pedro.
Hear from Big Six Legger.
G1 G'day, Reggies. Well, old boys versus Young Bucks. Let's go. So I'm going to split my units up. I'm going to go to the Penrith-Parramatta game. I'm going to go 3 units on a 3-leg same-game multi. 3 try scorers. Anytime, Taylor May, Nathan Cleary, Morgan Harper. That's a little bit outside what I would normally do, but the odds, I like it. Thanks to Bluebet, paying about $45 or just under.
The man swings.
So
it'll probably change a little bit,
no jabs.
But, you know, as it goes on. But at the moment, 45, so I like it. And with my remaining three units, I'm going to have a bit of a swing. It's obviously hard to get ending like 8 of 8 out of the rugby league or the AFL. So I'm going to go four from each of them. So I've got an 8-leg multi. 4 rugby league winners, 4 AFL. Let's go. Here are the winners. Panthers versus Eels. Raiders over Tigers. Cowboys over the Knights. Storm over the Waz. Into the AFL. We've got Hawks over Bombers. Giants over the Roos, Cats over the Saints, and the Suns over the Crows.
Barely similar to mine.
Thanks to Bluebet. Yeah. That one's paying about $30. 2 units on that. And they've got some great odds there between them two bets.
Fucking,
swing away. Attack, boys. Cheers.
He must have met Penrith, eh?
The he first did meet Penrith, yeah.
Although he goes, for my last units, I'm going to have a swing. After and it's less odds than the first one.
Yeah.
He just... Yeah, you didn't have to announce that you're going for a swing, Pedro. I think
what's
we know
the
that.
What's the go though? Where's the camaraderie for the boys? See what happens when we get up, we get around each other.
That's right.
Not even a little thanks for Keats.
Not at all.
Where's the camaraderie?
Look, they're disjointed. I think it's in their head. Being
a champion
behind.
Team yeah. beats yeah. a team of champions, boys.
But anyway, I'm not going to shit on them. I'm just going to run our own race here,
that's
boys.
Right. That's right.
And like I said, if I had 10 units, if I could put all of my 15 units this week on this,
you
I
could have.
Oh, fucking, nah, but you know, it would have been boring. But anyway, I've got 4 legs, boys. Biffin, racing, and footy.
Fuck
Friday,
yeah.
Saturday. Sunday.
Is it both codes of footy?
No.
Oh, that would have been
so awesome. I'm going, well, we might do that fucking coming week.
In the future, yeah.
So we're heading Friday night, just going Sharks head-to-head against the Dogs. They should fucking pound them. Saturday, Raiders head-to-head against the Tigers. They should pound them. Now we're heading to Caulfield Race 8. Mr. Brightside, I think, should win. That's why it was hurt me that you went. But anyway.
No comms.
Mr. Brightside. To win, and then Sunday to wrap it up, Tai Tuivasa to pull himself out of the fire against another not 8-foot cunt or rated first fucking heavyweight in the world. I think he wins by knockout to finish it off. That will be paying about $6.60.
Are you going to KO?
He will not win on points.
Right. Okay.
Fair call.
Puts the big guillotine on.
Imagine that. That would be whole.
He's come out of this time off and he can just wrestle.
I just reckon, like, looking at the footy, obviously it's hard, but I think something has to go pretty wrong in those two games for that not to happen. And then Brightside, obviously just the caliber of horse. And then, I just think Ty, it's his time to win if he's going to fucking make another run in the UFC.
Yeah.
That's a great bet.
For sure.
I like that.
It's a good bet. I hate the going against the Tigers for some reason, just because they haven't played a game yet, and we saw what happened last week.
I wouldn't have if the Raiders didn't play.
They look so
good against,
and it's
Knights
in Canberra.
As well.
Yeah, so should the old should.
And all you can do.
I think the first three are probably a good chance of pounding, and then hopefully the 4 is a genuine pounding as well.
I just think it'd be cool going into that fight, getting behind tight, and not only just win because I want him to win, but riding the fucking multi home.
Oh, fuck yeah. We all want him back. We want him back at the best.
We're going to have a big week this week, I reckon, in this segment.
Me too. I feel it.
I'm happy.
It's brewing.
Happy. Let's hear from Rocket.
What's Rocket got?
Is he going to give a little clip, little thank you, little...
Boys, punters, Queenslanders, Rockets, Ruffies, raring to go. Old boys versus the badge polishers. The tip this week is on Saturday in the Raiders versus the West Tigers. We've got a 3-leg multi on anytime try scorers Xavier Savage, Hudson Young, and Jaden Sullivan.
Old.
Let's have 5 units at $28.
Swing.
Get on it.
Bang,
stay hard.
Bang.
It's fucked, eh? Because if they get one, they're just going to continuously swing.
It's something about the old boys swinging too, because they're just like, yeah, I'm doing it. What of it?
How good was his fucking try? We couldn't celebrate while Rocker was talking, but is he onside?
Went straight through. That was the Trell's bread basket.
Oh, Trelly.
Quite a big basket too.
Yeah.
what a
basket.
Cushioning.
Look at Selwyn again.
He's on fire.
He's in everything.
Yeah, so it's pretty spread out. It's pretty spread out though.
In
this segment, there's a lot happening, which is fucking pretty cool.
That's what we love.
Wait, just quickly before we finish, how good's Bluebet?
Oh, the best, the true blue Aussie bookie.
Yeah.
And mate, they're the underdog like us.
Just the battlers.
Mate, all the people behind the scenes at Bluebet are just proper good cunts as well. Mm. Go give them a follow on the socials too, because they have a bit of fun. They play shit golf and take the piss out of themselves. It's not just like a boring fucking bookie page.
That's right.
They're good blokes.
Bloody it feels like you're just betting with your mates.
Yeah. Mm. And yeah, like you say, it's good. You're talking to people that actually know punting.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Fucking oaths. And they have a go as well.
I feel like when you ring some others, not obviously not mentioning any, but sometimes when you talk to people there, you think, are you just an admin?
Do you
admin
know punting?
Or like, what's
do you
going
like
on
your
here?
Job? Yeah. Do you every love person, the company?
Every person you talk to at Bluebet, they're pretty much Reggie's.
Yeah. Fucking 100%, mate. That's why we're with them.
Yeah,
100%.
Prime. Well, don't forget to gamble responsibly after all that. You can set your deposit limits and all that shit, so use Native Drill.
That's right.
The more you.
I'm not your mum or your dad, so.
We're just giving you advice.
Look after yourselves.
Hooroo.
See yous on Wednesday.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.